Alpha 8, Mike Papa. Information for anybody traveling eastbound I-94 through Detroit. It is closed at exit 222A. There's a backup for several miles. You might want to take an alternate route.
KJO. Good morning, Tom. NAJP.
Good morning. Hopefully it's going to stay a nice day today. I guess we're supposed to get some crap tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Got to enjoy it while you got it, I guess. It's supposed to be really hot, too. So, kids around me about getting that pool opened up for them.
Tell them not until 4th of July weekend. Ha, ha, ha. No. Have them take the cover off. Say, hey, here, you guys get it all set up. Make them vacuum it.
Yeah, the cover's off. Cover's off last week. The problem is that you can't see the bottom of my 4-foot pool because it's so green. So I've just been shelling out money to the pool store for chemicals, trying to get it at least so you could see through it.
You got to get that algae shock or whatever they call it. That's what I used to use.
Yeah, I think it's... Between that and just the regular shock, the algicide and the shock, it's getting there. I'm hoping by tomorrow it'll be doable. It's not the best, but it should be safe to get in the water, hopefully.
Yeah, just get a scrub brush, a scrubber on there, and stir it up, let the filter take care of it.
That's what I did a couple nights ago. So I probably didn't let the filter, I just vacuumed it right to waste, just shot it right out to the backyard. The filter's old, the sand needs to be changed. It's just being very tedious to take care of this pool. We've had it so long, I don't look forward to it.
100% agree. Owning a pool is like owning a boat, constant maintenance.
That is 100% a true statement. But, you know, I guess it's worth it when the kids can go out there and, you know, get out of my house and get off their tablets and go do something, and, you know, they're still pretty young, so they enjoy it for sure. What are you off to today?
Oh, downtown Detroit. Let's see here. Westland. Farmington Hills. So, nothing big. Today is the end district day.
Well, that's good. Hopefully it goes easy for you. Hopefully I didn't just jinx you by saying that. I know I had a pretty full day today. Just looking at the stack of paperwork on my desk yesterday, looks like it's going to be an interesting day today. So hopefully smooth, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I wanted to put up a IP intercom box. That one there, we just plug it in, call the guy, and he programs it. Another one is some type of UPS that we got to change out. And then the other one, an inspection to make sure all the readers are working, blah, blah, blah. So, should be a pretty light day, except for the UPS, which is, you know, heavy.
Yeah, I understand. I was at a final front bank yesterday, and they were setting up the rack, and I asked the guy, you guys got a UPS system for all your equipment? And he said, no, it's not up yet. And I said, oh, I need to shut the power off. So, yeah, they were not happy with me. But I had to check out the egress lighting and make sure it worked.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you need that. When the power goes up, you still need to see down the hallway.
Yeah, I guess that's more important than the server. But, you know, sometimes you walk into these job sites, I'm sure you know, you walk into these job sites and it's like a beehive of activity. Everyone's trying to reach that goal, that hard deadline to open, so try not to be the bad guy, but sometimes it's got to be. But anyways, I am pulling into my office right now, so I will say 7:30 to you, sir. Have a wonderful day. And yeah, I'll talk to you later. And NHAP.
Sounds good, Joe. Hope you have a light day.
W8LFN, Statewide 1. U8 LFA, 98 CLH.
Good morning, Wade. How's it going?
It's going all right. I got a jumper cable, coax cable for the HT to my external vehicle mic or mount antenna, and then testing the little speaker mic the Maverick came with.
All right. How's that working for you?
Looks like you were in there for a minute there, Joe, and then dropped out.
I was asking how it's working for you. I have roaming on, which is weird for me, Allen Park.
Okay. Yeah, you're breaking in and out a little bit, but I think I got the majority of what you said. So far, I don't think I'm a fan of the speaker mic. It seems kind of cheap, and the speaker's not very loud.
Yeah, I kind of figured that might be the case with when they run packages like that. But I don't want to be negative for something I don't own.
Yeah, I wonder if my Baofeng mics might...
Time to get a mobile in the car, then.
Oh, I do already, just not DMR. Maybe eventually, but that's just not in the books right now.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm going to take a break for a little bit as well. W8LFA.
Passing the APRS on here. So far, I haven't been able to hit an I-gate, I guess. But, yeah, we'll see. I haven't figured out how to set it up for smart beaconing. I think I did, but I guess we'll find out on this trip to work. My Yaesu does fine. The SEM300 does very good. I've been working that as 5 watts on APRS. So I might bump it up a little bit just because it seems like some packets aren't making the trip for whatever reason. Or if, you know, it just got congested or whatever. This is N8CLH.
KF8DVQ.
8DVQ, N8CLH. I thought Joe was going to pick it up. I'll send it over back to you.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt. I threw my call sign out there. I was loading up my car, and then when I got back in my car, I heard both you guys talking. I didn't want to interrupt, but go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I was in the middle of doing 3 different things. So, you guys can continue.
I was just telling Joe how I'm testing the Maverick with the coax jumper for my external antenna and the little speaker mic that it came with and APRS on it. I'm not sure how much of that conversation you heard.
I was definitely stepping on whoever was talking last. Can you go again? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I might have got a little eager with the button here. I was just telling Joe on testing the jumper for coax cable for my external antenna on the car, and then testing the speaker mic and APRS. I'm not sure how much of that conversation you caught. Back to you.
I got a little bit of it. That's pretty cool. Does it give you more power? Is it like an amplifier? Or is it just like help with APRS features?
Well, with rubber duck, it's inside the vehicle, and your vehicle acts as a Faraday cage, so it should be easier to send RF outside with the antenna being outside. And it's a higher gain antenna as well, so dB gain is increased. I can't remember what the dB is on here, but yeah.
Okay, I understand. And it's for your HT. just to relocate that antenna.
Exactly. After work, I gotta hustle down to, I think, Celine to catch the niece's recital. Hopefully traffic's not so bad.
Yeah, hopefully not. What do you got going on today, Joe?
Just work and then go home and do more work on the bathroom.
I was looking at some of the Flipper Zero stuff after we had a little chat or whatever, and I found like Flipper Zero adjacent tools that seem like they might be a little more confusing, but they do a lot of like low end RF stuff. I think one's called like a Blade RF and one's a Hacker RF, I think. And they do like they operate, what is it, like 6 hertz or something like that. But they seem like the user interface is not super friendly to inexperienced people.
Yeah, I'm sure you could use that for all kinds of stuff. You can program your garage door to it or something. Maybe the back door.
It seems like the Flipper Zero would be something that's more appropriate for somebody like me that doesn't know anything about the techie stuff. But it'd be a cool segue into like coding and programming different applications.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it turns into a gateway.
Oh yeah, 100%. I hated to say, you should talk me into hitting one. And we should do a Flipper Zero pack and maybe get maybe get way involved.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting into that and some more SDR type stuff, like the Kraken or Kraken, whatever. You can track down signals. I think that's pretty cool too.
Be very cool. That Blade RF product, that's one of those ones that can, I think it operates off of, either operates off of or it produces 2G service. And that sounded sort of familiar, or sort of similar to what you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know enough about it to talk about it, if that makes any sense. Otherwise, everything that would be coming out of my mouth is just BS from there on out, because I just know there's some capabilities that are pretty cool, but I don't know how it works or what it does, if that makes any sense.
It does, and I think I had that mixed up. I think I was talking to Dundas about it yesterday, actually, now that I think about it, not you. He was talking about a network where you just, upload stuff, and basically it's like a internet service that doesn't utilize Wi-Fi, but it's, localized. And it's not just sort of like this build-your-own 2G network-type device. I don't know. Like you said, I'm kind of just, talking out of the side of my mouth here because I have no idea about any of that stuff, but
you know their form of mesh? Surprised you can get down to even more radio stuff.
I'm trying to. Hopefully, I was talking about mesh yesterday after he brought that up. And I was like, oh, this is way easier. It's like, you get a lower device and we can like talk within a reasonable distance. And he thought that sounded cool. I think I keep on planting that seed that it'll eventually get one.
Yeah, I am. I could QSY if both of you are ready.
Yeah, I just wanted to try it real quick. If not, we can flip back to something that we can all get on since we're spread out.
What are you looking to?
The WE-CNC local. I'm just curious if it works on downriver.
Up here, that's why to WE local.
WE-LFA, QSY as well.
H-C-L-H, QSY.
F-A-B-B-Q, QSY.
K-C-K-C-O.
K-U-L-A-X-State-1-1. N-A-W-R-O, good afternoon, Dean.
Hi, good afternoon, Tim. How are you doing today?
Pretty darn good, actually. I don't know, 4 o'clock. I guess you'd be going into work if you're working.
Yeah, that's correct. And I
I work a 24 today, so I'm dreading it, but we'll see how it turns out.
Copy that, and I thought the 12 hours were bad. I don't even know how you guys do that. 24 hours. Wow.
Well, I'm covering a shift, and the shift actually doesn't start until, I think, 6:30, but they scheduled me to work through, so I think it's actually 25 and a half hours, technically. But, yeah, I don't know. I've never done one with this company, so I don't think I've done 24 hours in years, actually. So we'll see how it goes.
For sure. That will be interesting. Hope you got a little rest today. So, looking at this Fox C training for our group, I'm not sure if you'll be able to make that because it's just a whole weekend and you have some prerequisites. So, but it'd be nice. Don't know. What are you doing July 18th and 19th? Probably don't know yet.
I'm not positive as of yet. If you remind me, someone can remind me after I've regained my rest tomorrow, I'll look at the schedule. It might fall on an off weekend. I know the rest of this month is pretty well messed up because I work the last weekend of the month I have off, but from here on out I work the next 3 weekends.
Yeah, it's going to, yeah, no problem. We'll remind you, it's going to be all over Discord, and there's a e-sign-up sheet for it as well. And you're level one, so you already have 100 and 200, but you would need 700 and 800 too. So that'd be something to do prior to the date, as long as you get that in prior to the date. So if you do find out you have it off, and it might be actually something doable for you, yeah, it'd be nice to get it. It is a whole weekend though, but opportunity only comes around pretty rarely for this class. So something to think about if you're available.
Copy that. I will. I'll definitely try to make sure I'm available for it. And I actually have to look because I've got some of my ICS stuff done for level two. We just never did it on the task book. I think I only have like one or two things left to do on the level two. But most all my ICS stuff is done, so I might only keep one of them.
So there you go. You would be in good shape actually, because I think there's a handful. Well, the newer people might have to take all four, and that you gotta kind of start now if you want to do that. But you may very well have three out of the four and just knock the other one off. Yeah, that would work. It'd be nice to get that, for a good chunk of the roster. It's not going to be everybody, but the good chunk of the roster to get the OXC rating.
Now, what was I seeing about you? You couldn't be a technician and get recognition or something like that? What's the details on that?
So as I understand it, you can take the course as a technician, and you can pass the course for local recognition in Macomb County. But if you want to go on and be recognized as an OXC statewide, you would have to upgrade to general or beyond. And then there's that other course, the My Sims course, you have to take as well. But what it does is it gets this training over with, and then I think you have 6 months to do that. So it pushes the time out there where it's possible you could do that. And you don't have to do that, though, my understanding. You don't have to. If you're okay with just Macomb County, that's fine. But you're going pretty far, taking a lot of training. So the idea behind it is you might as well get state acknowledgement for your OXC. I hope I've got that right.
K-E-A-L-S. If you hear anything different, let me know for sure. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like so if I'm understanding this right, if you don't proceed with it in the 6 or so months, I think you said, then you just have county recognition, but you're not eligible through the state from there on forward unless you do it all over again, correct?
N-A-W-R-O, correct. That is the way I understand it now. And then there is an argument that if you do not wish to be deployed beyond your own home county, at least through, the OCC, well, then you don't have to go beyond. So it's sort of a personal choice, too.
Sounds good. I'll dive a little bit deeper into it. I'm getting ready to pop into the gas station and grab my energy drinks and some fuel. Just out of curiosity, how's the signal and any interference? I went through and opened up this choo-choo train radio and found some loose wires that I re-soldered down. Did that possibly get rid of it?
Yes, of course, John has to go in there. You know, the thing was, Dean, that's always been so minor to me. I don't think I noticed it until you said something now, but I don't know, say something again before you jump out of the car and then turn it over to John, and then I got to listen real close.
So, check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. John, over to you, KEAWUR.
Hey, guys, KEAWUR. Yeah, no, it sounds good. I don't hear anything. You haven't given it a whole lot of time to warm up and all that, I don't think, but so far, so good. Over to Tim, KEAWUR.
So on your signal check, when you're talking, I can't hear anything when you're talking, loud and clear as far as the audio. But when you unkey and it's just the background, man, ever so slightly, or maybe a little choo-choo train, but I just don't see how it could be a problem. But jump out and get your energy drink. Maybe John and I will chat for a little bit, and you can jump back in.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys. KEAWUR, I'll be clear and monitoring for now.
All righty. We'll be here. So what's new and exciting, Tim? Anything good?
No, I got your last on that email. As long as I wasn't missing anything, that was fine. Of course, I got sidetracked, so I'm doing something else now. But, that's on the list. And there was another thing, and I totally forgot what it is. I guess when the netlog, the hours for the netlog, when it populates automatically to get credit for the net, I just want to make sure that the number, well, I can do that. I can look at the netlog and then compare it to people on deck to get credit. For a hot minute there, I thought it was only like a handful of people, and I remember the log had a lot more people on it, but let me double check to ensure there is an issue before I report it to IT. How about that?
So I do believe there is an issue that I need to address with it. I think Anthony brought it to my attention, but I haven't done anything about it yet. But I need to. If they check in with their unit number, it doesn't recognize them. And so it's not giving them credit, but I can fix that, and I can fix it retroactively because we have the archive of the old logs, so I can fix it. It's just been it's on the list.
A half hour, so we really can't give 2 hours credit or 1 hour. I forget what it is. I think we have one individual is doing the right way. They go in and manually put in a half hour at a meeting and explain that it was actually the state hat. But what I was going to do is go in and as an admin and put everybody in for a half hour But I can't do that because meetings default to something bigger, like 2 hours, I think.
Okay. Interesting. I think, let me look at this for a second.
Copy, I'll go over there too.
All right. So I'm noticing that I did kind of address this. Where's it at? If we go to Net Archives, under, well, you click on Dashboard and then you go to Net Management and then you Manage Archives. There's actually a fixed member association section where, and it uses you as an example. But we can fix the things there. And I think I put this in and I was going to do it, but I never did. So I'm going to hit it now and we'll see what it does.
So then I jumped over to Review Hours page to see. I think, yeah, we do have some new items there, if that just occurred.
Yeah, it definitely did. It would have gone retroactively back and grabbed a couple. These would have been, we have some pending hours, but I think there's probably some more that it might have just pushed them through and approved them. I'm not sure where it put them. There's only 8 pending, but I would have expected to see more, and these aren't the people. Like, I don't think I checked in with the unit number, so I'm not sure why I'm in there. But, yeah, I don't know. I might have to give this a little bit closer look to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, copy that. The hours I approved was not this yesterday's net. It was the net of the 28th. So I could just do a count there and go to the log. Yeah, but put it this way, we're not going to solve it right now, and it is lower priority. But if you're on the approval page, you'll see that David did 0.5 hours for May 31st, Michigan Air PSC Sunday net. And when an individual puts that in manually, they can do it. That's fine. But I can't do it in group, in mass, as an admin, because I don't have the flexibility of picking the hours. It defaults to 2. So that's a separate problem. And again, in the whole scheme of things, pretty minor, though.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll take a look at that. Yeah, I see David put that in there. It looks like he was on HF. Must have been having some fun. All right, yeah, we'll have to get that taken care of and done and make sure that it's working appropriately and as expected, because right now it doesn't appear to be. And it actually kind of, to me, it kind of is important because this is one of the metrics we use to figure out how active people are. And so I want that to be accurate and kind of want to know when last heard, last seen, and last sign-in are. Those are all helpful.
So that part of this data collection here I wholeheartedly agree with. But the part where you and I put in our hours, I'll be honest, I've kind of stopped doing that for now. I'll pick it up again, but it seemed like you and I were really the only ones doing it. But we'll save that for an off-air conversation.
Yeah, that one off-air is probably a good idea. No further comment on that. I'll look into this and try to figure out what's going on. But I think there was another, so we got to fix the meeting hours so that you can enter that manually and in a smaller increment, and then we got to make sure that that the check-ins are getting the appropriate recognition that they deserve. So, Alrighty. Well, what else is new? Oh, I got kind of a new thing. I another radio on the way, so I finally bit the bullet and went for the Gusto.
All right. Well, don't hold us back. What'd you get, a tape or another moto?
And I got another moto. It's a mobile, so it'll be nice to have the mobile power. I will still need a mobile DMR, but I'm one step closer to that. And I kind of need maybe another mobile for home, but that one doesn't have to be quite like the one I have coming for the vehicle. But, yeah, I got a APX 8500 mid power coming, so I'm pretty excited.
I should probably know the answer to this, but UHF?
Yeah, so the APX 6000 and 65000, so the 6000 is a handheld that's monoband. The 6500 is a mobile that's monoband. The 7000 is a dual band. The 7500 is a dual band. One's a mobile, one's an HT. And then the 8500 is, and the 8000 are tri-band or quad band, depending if you're looking at splitting UHF into two bands. But so yeah, the 8500 is VHF, UHF, and 7800. So I went all out. It'll match the APX 8000, so I'll have an 8000 and an 8500, and so that'll be nice. I can go anywhere I want.
NAWRO. That's I'm just amazed. I gotta check that out. When you get it installed, ready to go, it's probably gonna fit in that vehicle real nice. I assume too there might be a spot for it. But oh my goodness. And then, so what type of antenna do you have? I think I told you it's just a mag mount, but I did get a Larson, a Pulse Larson kit. Dual band, of course, but I don't know what you got. You probably already have something in that thing.
Yeah, so I do have, it's coming with an antenna, but I might get a more specific Motorola antenna. I think it's coming, and I didn't fully understand. I mainly was after the radio, but it sounds like it has some sort of windshield antenna. I'm not 100% sure what that means or what bands that covers. From what I gather, I thought it was just GPS. So I don't think it's technically coming with an antenna, but I'll have to see what actually it shows up with. But so I'm going to get like a tri-band, quad-band antenna for it that's like made for it. And I might look at the Larson stuff to see, you know, because they're great antennas. And I do have a dual bander on the roof right now, it's a Comet, but I probably want to match it with something that's meant for it. It's brand new, you know, my radio has never been installed anywhere, and so I want to make sure that you know, the antenna is correct. I've already destroyed one radio with a bad antenna, so I'll have to make sure that one is correct. But yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty excited. I probably should actually look at that today so that when the radio comes, I can put the antenna on there too. Hopefully they both ship around the same time. But yeah, I think that'll be nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Left a little pause there for a friend, Dean. We know a guy who can punch holes in the roofs now, but I think you're all set in that regard. I assume those are all NMO mounts.
Yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to touch on, is they are all NMO. I don't have a spot in the car for a radio, and I'm probably going to take the bumper thing off this week. I might even do that today. Pull it into the shop here and just kind of want to get away from that. But yeah, I don't know. I think that'll be cool. I don't know. It just gets too close to, I don't know. I don't need to borrow any trouble, you know. So I'm taking the bumper off. I'm, you know, trying to do the right thing, I guess.
Hey, if you're taking that bumper off, let me know what you may want for it.
There he is. Yeah, you're deconstructing that car a little bit to make it look a little bit more civilian. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it looks really cool, and I kind of always wanted one of those types of vehicles, and now that I have it, and now that, you know, I'm outfitting it, you know, I sort of want to dial it back, roll it back a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of figure, like, I don't know, you know, we are all, like, not quite preppers, but we're all, like, to be prepared, and, you know, I don't know that I'll sell it as much as I'll just put it in the garage and it'll sit there, and if I ever, you know, want to put it back up, it would be there, but I don't think I will. Sort of breaks my heart to take it off, but I think it's the right thing to do. But yeah, I don't know, maybe I should just sell it to you, Dean, and then I can't be tempted to put it back on ever. yeah, Dean, what's up with you? K-E-A-W-U-O.
Yeah, as far as that push bumper goes, I actually use push bumpers for exactly that purpose, pushing. So you put more of a soft foam, not maybe a foam, but a soft rubber over the push rails, and you can actually push stuff. And they're thick enough that they don't fold in on the front of the truck. So that would be my purpose for it. I'd probably put it on the pickup. But anyway, not a whole lot. I just pulled into work. I'm about a half hour early. And as I was telling Tim, I work 25 and a half hours today.
You are a glutton for punishment, sir, but do what you got to do there and have a good shift. Just looking at the radar, guys, we got a little bit of weather out by west of Kalamazoo. Unclear if it's going to really do anything, but we'll watch. And then, John, for the fox hunt, if it's a go tomorrow, I'm going to go out there, but I probably won't be hunting. But you could put me to use in an Edmonton. Like, I could watch it so nobody steals it or whatever you want. But and unless the bus cancels it Saturday morning, we'll see. NAWRO, go ahead, John. Goodbye, Dean. We'll talk later.
All righty. Yeah, Dean, good luck. Don't work too hard. I don't know if you want to go in just yet or if you're still in the rotation, but I'll throw it to you before Tim. But yeah, 25 and a half hours, that's a heck of a shift. So good luck. Have fun. Don't work too hard. And let me know if you need another energy drink brought up there or something. For tomorrow, that was one of the questions I kind of had is, somebody else scheduled it, and I wasn't sure if they were, you know, like who's technically going to cancel it or change it or move it. I don't know, but yeah, definitely I would like to know, we can make it work, and that's the other thing is I don't know if whoever scheduled it is going to come or if it's just going to be me. But I look forward to it, and it should be interesting, should be fun. And I think that's all I got. So over to Dean, just want to get in one more time.
Yeah, I'm not going to walk in here for a little bit, but yeah, I depending on how tomorrow goes, I might take you up on that. And when is this when is this fox hunt supposed to take place and where? Tim, over to you. This is KEALX.
It goes off as planned. It's 2 p.m. tomorrow, and you'll be in the middle of your shift, so probably not going to happen for you this time. But there is a, I don't know, 50-50 chance canceling due to the weather. And, John, I'm just going to have to go with EC Dave being in charge of this one. And I thought I heard he was going to be there if it's a fly. But as far as canceling, we'll just leave it up to him. And if, Dave, you happen to be listening, feel free to jump in. Give a little pause. I'll throw it over to John there, though.
All right. Yeah, Dean, tomorrow, and then the breakfast is next weekend, right? It seems like there's two things this weekend. Oh, yeah, the Hazel Park the Hazel Park 3000 is Sunday. It'll be their 3,000th net, so that's kind of a big deal. And so they'll be taking check-ins from 6 until 9. Where their net actually starts at 9. So if you can get on their net, they got nice little QSO cards they'll send out. And then, yeah, the fox hunt is tomorrow at 2 p.m. So, yeah, probably won't make it for that one, but we'll hopefully get you on the next one. Over to Dean.
Yeah, I'm not due off until 6:30, so I won't make that. I figure by the time I get part of the way through the afternoon shift, I'm gonna I'll probably have a second wind. So I figured if it was a little bit later in the day, I'd be able to make it. But I definitely will not be there for that one. Tim, over to you.
Copy your last there. I'll make a little joke here, John. They just checked. They just extended the check-in. It starts now. I think. No, just kidding. Over you, John.
Yeah. I was really surprised that, when they're starting that net, because starting now isn't too far off. So, but I mean, that is amazing, you know. What is that? 58 years of nets. Weekly, consecutive, like that's insane. That's dedication. I'm not even 58 years old, you know. that's pretty impressive. Hopefully our ARPSC nets will be that way. Yeah, Dean, you're gonna have to help me wire up this radio into the car. Got a little fuse panel box in the back there, and KCA KGL was showing me. It looks like I can just connect right to that. So I'll have to borrow you one of these days. The antennas are already run, so I just want a little more confidence in the whole power side of the get-up. But all right, over to Dean.
Yeah, not an issue. I'd be more than happy to do that. I'm actually currently working on a kind of a one-size-fits-all fused standalone like power pole panel. Obviously, you wouldn't use that, but for Dave in particular, I came up with the idea, and I think it'd be useful for me and quite a few other people to wire up a fused panel with multiple different power poles set up, even possibly different sizes, so that you can plug your radios into it, if you have an inverter, you know, something like that, and make it kind of robust. And I've been working on that with the 3D printer. So obviously not something you're going to use since you have a dedicated fuse panel in the back for it. But, yeah, I would be more than happy to help you out with that. Tim, over to you.
NHWRO, and, Draft, that reminds me, Dean, I gave you the Meshtastic thing there, but I forgot to give you the Anderson power poles and the tool. So when it comes back around, if you still need that, we can make arrangements. I actually had them with me, just totally forgot about it. I did see this adapter I thought might come useful for the radio kit. It's got just a short little pigtail. It's got Anderson power poles on one side with that little boot, you know, that kind of keeps the water out. And on the other side, it has another little boot, and it goes into Wago connectors, Vago connectors, whatever you want to say. I think about two or three of those in the kit might come in handy. Just, you know, once you start getting stuff, a little transition from just bare wire stuff to Anderson power poles. Anyhow, over to John.
Yeah, Dean, that actually sounds really cool, and that's something I need to look at anyway. But if we can figure out how to get my existing fuse panel to work, great. But if not, and you have some sort of, you know, thing like that, I would love to check that out, because I need to distribute some more power to other things in the back of the car there that I'd like to have kind of working all the time. And I'd like to get Starlink wired in, and a couple things going in there. So I think that'd be cool. But yeah, we'll have to get together one of these days. Hopefully you've got some time, and you're not going to be dead tired. But I think I'm a week out at least before I need to get with you. But yeah, that would be sweet.
Yeah, we can put something together. I don't have any weekends free for after this. Well, including this weekend, I'm working all three weekends. But I do have some days in the middle of the week available. So we'll figure something out. And as far as adding extra power, depending on how robust that fuse panel is in the back, my idea would still work. We could just source the power from the back, and then you could add your power for, you know, your Starlink and any extra 12-volt accessories you may need. This is KE8LAX. Over to you, Jim.
I think John wants a HOIP phone with, like, about four sidecars attached to it. Oh, no, wait, that was me.
Yeah, I kind of want the HOIP phone in there, too. We all know I have enough. I can't get rid of them, but the only problem with that is I don't think I could get the thing to hang up and, like, to stay hung up. You know, you hit a couple of bumps, and that the way those phones sit in that cradle, they're not very compatible with mobile vehicles, and would totally be not necessary, but it would be cool. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. KEAWUL.
I think the HOIP phone idea, like if we had a mobile command trailer or something, I think the HOIP phone idea would be really cool nonetheless. But, I mean, if you were really, really that adept to wanting to put it in mobile, you could Velcro down or put some sort of strap around the handset and use one of their Bluetooth headsets, and in theory that would work, but I don't know if you'd be using it while rolling.
So, John, I don't know if you're home yet, but when you get home, this works for the 525, I don't know about the other one, but even if you're just using it for a desk phone at the angle that it's at with the stand, just go and take that piece where the receiver sits down, pull it out, flip it around as if it's a wall phone. And because it's in there real secure now, when you flip that piece around, I like it. Because otherwise, you're right, you bump the table, the receiver, you know, falls off the phone. But with that flipped around like it's hanging up on a wall, it's much tighter and it works really good. It might actually work for a mobile to some degree.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely give that a go. You know, I've put the thumbnail on there and cried a few times, and you know, I was like, it doesn't seem to be budging, and so I give up on it. But I had a feeling that that's what it's for, and that I thought it could, like, just pop into a second position that was a little bit more, prominent. But I didn't think about flipping it upside down. I don't know. I'll give that a shot and see if that works any better. Because I'll bump it with my knee because it's like it's underneath my desk on a shelf, and I bump it with my knee, and it gives me a dial tone all the time, and it gets annoying. But I'm still at work looking at the website, looking at the Hazel Park 3000 crew. I'll have to give that a shot. We'll send it over to Dean because I think you got to go inside probably pretty soon.
Yeah, that's correct. And that little thing flips upside down, and it's actually meant for the phone to be wall mounted so that the handset doesn't fall off. But yeah, I'm gonna clear out here and get my stuff together. So I will say 7-3. You guys have a good one, and I will catch you soon. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear in the finals.
7-3, Dean. Have a good shift. And John, I'll sign too. I am available for Skywarn for today and tomorrow if we're needed. I'll flip it right back over to you. This will be my final too. I'll listen out. Say goodbye to Dean.
All right. Have a good one, Dean. Take care. And I am looking at the radar. Everything in our area right now looks to just be rain, light rain, maybe medium, but looks pretty light to me. And then I do see some more severe storms sort of out in the Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids area with some stray ones a little northwest of Lansing, but I'll keep an eye on that, and I will be available as well. I think someday I'm going to go diving, so I think as long as we get through the day today and tomorrow, we should be in good shape, and then you guys are on your own Sunday. All right. I didn't hear anything there, Tim, but I know you said you were signing off, so KEAWUO, I'll be clear.
Yeah, I guess my last name goes through. That's pretty much what I did. KE8WUO from N8WRO. I will be clear as well. We'll talk later, John.
73.
DIC.
W9LW.